There will be no further easing of COVID restrictions for at least a month, anticipation of a steep rise in house prices, and a call from church leaders for us to accommodate at least 1,000 Afghan refugees. Those are some of the stories covered on your front pages this morning. The Irish Independent and Irish Times both lead with the line that there is unlikely to be any easing of the current COVID restrictions until the end of September to allow schools and colleges to return to classrooms. The Irish News carries a story on its front page, meanwhile, about a warning issued by the chairman of the British Medical Association in Northern Ireland, Dr. Tom Black, that anyone who hasn't been vaccinated will catch the Delta variant. With 11 COVID-related deaths in the north yesterday, the highest daily number since February, Dr. Black noted that Northern Ireland has the highest infection rate across the UK and Ireland. The Irish Daily Mail leads today with the line that church leaders are backing calls from human rights groups for Ireland to take in at least 1,000 Afghan refugees. Back in the front of the Times, meanwhile, it's reported there that deposed Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has vowed to return to the country. On foot of a survey conducted by KBC Ireland, which found that many consumers are anticipating a steep rise in house prices, the bank's chief economist, Austin Hughes, said that incentives for first-time buyers could result in already hot housing market boiling over into panic buying. That's the lead story in the Irish Examiner. The Irish Daily Star leads with the picture story about how Patsy Hutch, the brother of Jerry Hutch, who was arrested in Spain last week, attended the funeral in Swords in Dublin yesterday of convicted drug smuggler 71-year-old Tommy Savage, while the Irish Sun builds its lead story around a picture of Jerry Hutch drinking at a bar in Lanzarote a few months ago. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that Catherine Johnson, the daughter of Constable Harry Beckett, who was shot dead in Belfast in 1990 with the gun that the Special Branch had removed from an IRA arms dump but later returned, is now suing the Chief Constable of the PSNI, the Ministry of Defence and the Secretary of State. Ryan Tuberty is quoted refuting speculation that Tommy Tiernan may be taking over as host of The Late Late Show in the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mirror. As for this morning, The Times has a computer-generated image of the proposed new pedestrian and cycle bridge over the River Corrib, which has just been given approval in Galway City. And the paper also reports that Galway City Council's Clean It Up, You Dirty Pup anti-dog poo campaign has been a success, resulting in a 50% drop in the amount of dog mess in black spot areas around the city. And finally, anticipation about Sunday's All-Ireland hurling final between Cork and Limerick is building in today's papers. The Examiner has a picture story about hurling mad dairy farmer Roger McQueen from just outside Bruff, who's well known for festooning his hay bales with up Limerick sentiments in the run-up to a big match. The Independent, meanwhile, reports on a selection of other Limerick fans, one of whom is Pa Buckley, who usually paints his face green and white to mark the occasion. He won't be doing it this year, however, because he says that his mask makes his face paint run. He will, however, be dressing from head to toe in his county colours on Sunday. Another Limerick fan, Bridget Tierney Mullins, tells Owen Maloney that living in the village of Kilbehany, just a few miles from Mitchelstown in Cork, has led to a lot of good-natured horn blowing on every car journey she's undertaken this week. We're told that Limerick hurling also holds a special place in Bridget's heart since she met her husband of 25 years at a Munster hurling final against Tipperary in 1996.